So let's talk food. We'll go to Julie Buso now. Hi, Julie.
Yeah, hi, Jesse. That's a bit tough on you.
Yeah, no, it's probably the exercise I needed, to be honest. You are managing to think about summer, despite it not really feeling that way in Auckland.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's pretty patchy where I am at the moment, but it is humid. And so I think that's a thing that I've considered here, because there's nothing more refreshing to me anyway than chilled watermelon when it's when it's really humid. It's just such a gorgeous thing to put in your mouth, and it's just cold and it's juicy and not a lot of flavour, but I feel like
it's not as cheap as it used to be. Do you notice that?
Definitely not. But one of the reasons for picking it is because it is readily available right now, and certainly at my place it's at a really, really good price. So
that's good, because they advertise it per kilo sometimes, and you think, oh, $3.99, that's pretty good, but then the thing weighs about 6 kilos, so because you're a bit of a fright when you get to the checkout.
Yes, you kind of have to dump it, you know, on the side of the scales. Exactly. So, and that's the thing about buying a whole watermelon. In fact, today I got some, and I chose a piece that was cut because, even though it's more expensive to buy it cut than the special that's on the whole watermelons, but it gives you a chance to see what it's like inside.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to tell. And the only thing that you can do is sort of, you know, knock around the with your fingers, knuckles, around the side of the watermelon. And it sort of should sound a bit hollow, a little bit muffled, like a kind of muffled drum kind of thing. That's the only thing that I, only way I know to know that the watermelon's probably okay. If it's got a yellowish mark on it, that means nothing. That just means it's been on the ground when it was growing, but obviously no brown spots. But if you do just buy a piece, you want to go for the redder piece, and to make sure it doesn't sort of look like cotton wool, you know, so it's got a good almost like sugary kind of texture.
So what are we going to do with it?
Yeah, or chop it up into cubes. And I love it like this because I've got it quite simply served, and I've made this into, you know, separate dishes, but you could make it into one big bowl if you wish. So get some iceberg lettuce, and half a large one is going to be plenty for about four people, but you can double this up or triple it quite easily. And so just break the lettuce into little kind of, you know, leaves or cups or whatever. And then I want some lime leaves. And look, if you can't get lime leaves, you can use lemon tree leaves. They're really intensely lemony. So always remember that. As long as you give them a wash and, you know, make sure there's nothing on them. And just use them the same way. So you just get an intense kind of flavour. With the lime leaves, probably the same with the lemon too, I snip the spines out with scissors rather than trying to do that with individually each one with a knife. You know, it's sort of might chop your finger off or whatever. I find with scissors that's really easy. So you get the spines out, because we're not going to cook these. So they are a bit sharp, and we want to get that middle bit out. And then I roughly chop them, and I've got a little spice grinder I use for coriander seeds and all that.
Me too. They're cool, eh?
Yeah, and I really recommend people to get one, because they're inexpensive. They last forever. And then you can whiz stuff up, and it's not your coffee grinder, so you're not getting, you know, all these flavoured chilies in your coffee. But so keep it for spices. And you put the chopped lime leaves in there, and you whiz it, and it turns into this kind of fluff. It's quite extraordinary. It looks like fluff. So I call it lime leaf fluff. And it's fabulous stuff for sprinkling over anything when you want an intense lime flavour. So it's pretty gorgeous to use like that. So
yeah,
we make
tip.
The lime fluff, and I've used four large leaves for that. And then have some halloumi, about 300 grams, and pat that dry with paper towels always, because we're going to fry it. Cut it about a quarter of an inch thick, about 5 millimetres. That's of my, if that's correct. I like sticking with the quarter inch. I know where I am.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, not too thick, not too thin. Heat a medium frying pan over a medium heat, and then add 1.5 tablespoons of butter. That'll melt. Let it sizzle and get a really good sizzle on before you put the halloumi in. If you put it in when the butter's only melted, it doesn't brown so well, so we want it sizzling. In goes the halloumi. It's been patted dry, won't spit too much. cook it until really golden brown on both sides. It should be easy enough to turn. So that's your halloumi. You've got that on with the watermelon. We've got a few things to add to that. A couple of tablespoons of chopped mint, half a teaspoon of flaky sea salt, and lime juice, a tablespoon of lime juice. Again, if you can't get limes because they're horrendously expensive at the moment, just substitute lemons. At the moment, check the little, those annoying sticky labels on your lemons. You don't want USA lemons. We want New Zealand lemons.
Okay.
Yen Ben is the one that you want to look for, and that's got a nice acidity. Get that in there. Toss that with the watermelon. Stack that on your little iceberg lettuce leaves, your watermelon, your halloumi, some chopped toasted salted cashew nuts on top, a couple of little rings of sliced red chilli, and a bit of lime or lemon on the side, and dig in. And it's gorgeous. It's got everything, because it's got zing, it's got crunch, it's got freshness, it's got juice. It's got salty, squeaky cheese.
Yeah, it's almost doable as finger food, isn't it? If you've got some little lettuce cups and kind of pass them round, it's
you could
quite pretty.
A little messy, outdoorsy type.
Yeah,
you could do the halloumi on a barbecue hot plate as well. That's certainly doable. So you could be outside if you're somewhere like Dunedin, 30 degrees, and enjoy that outside. It'd be gorgeous. But
great inspiration.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julie Busso from Shared Kitchen. Love it. Halloumi and watermelon salad. Nice to talk to you, and have a great long weekend.
And you too. Thanks, Jessie. Ciao, ciao.